Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. My name's Kenkel Fritz. Here's some highlights from today's show.
If you have pets, I sure hope that they haven't become lost dogs or lost kitties.
I always
feel sad whenever I see that sign somewhere, that picture of the pet, and then it's missing and gone and stuff like that. We had a cat that went away for about a month.
Yeah.
And then came back home.
Oh, happy day.
Now, we had just moved, and we heard that you're not supposed to let a cat out right away when you move, and maybe that's what happened. But this is, listen to this story. And I'd love to know if something like this has happened to you. Our number is 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. But this is what happened. Abby has a physical therapist that works with her. Mm-hmm. Our daughter's got some special needs, if you're new to the morning show. And their dog ran away from home and was gone for like 3 months.
Oh.
Well, just this past week, the dog came back to the house.
Yay!
It was a huge party. I mean, just everyone was so excited. The dog was excited to be there.
Oh, I love a happy ending. Oh, yes.
But here's the other thing that just adds a little layer of what? The dog was well groomed and was more obedient.
What? New and improved?
Yes.
Did the dog go off to boot camp? What happened?
I guess so. Or somebody took this dog in and took care of it and trained it. And then it went back home.
Okay.
My mom probably wishes somebody had done that for me when I was a kid.
Men are dieting more than women? Is this true?
It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. That's what this new research says, and we're just trying to figure out, is this really happening? Our number is 888-888-9976. Patricia's with us. What's going on in your relationship?
I eat as a way of life. I don't diet. But he complains more about the way we eat. He complains about the fresh fruits and vegetables and the meats and why don't we have any sweets anymore. And I tell him it's not a diet. We occasionally have sweets.
He complains that he's on a diet. Because there aren't goodies to eat.
Correct.
You know, I would love to have more goodies in the house, but I know I don't need them.
And he knows it too. And my thing is ice cream. Ice cream is my downfall. But I will buy, and he says you're spending more money. If I buy a whole gallon or half a gallon of ice cream, I could technically eat the whole thing. So we do the single serving sizes, or we'll go buy, you know, one of the ice cream places and get something and just indulge in that bit. And he's like, well, you realize you're spending more money. Yes, but you realize that I'm saving because we have done the COVID working at home, put on a couple extra pounds, but now the real world starting back up, so we need to get back in shape so we can get out of the
yoga. We need to get back in shape to get out there. You know, I guess your husband could do what my wife does. She has little stashes around the house, and I don't even know where they are.
He would have to do that or get something like that I don't like. That would be...
Exactly, yep.
Like I said, we've lived in yoga pants and sweatpants for so long now that our clothes don't fit.
I guess it wouldn't work with the ice cream. He'd have to somehow hide it in someone else's freezer.
Experience hope. Family Life Radio.
We're talking about losing weight today. And this shocking statistic that men are on more diets than women. We're like, yeah, that sounds right. Maggie's with us. You got some exciting news regarding losing weight. Tell us what's going on.
I just wanted to tell you that, yeah, when you put your mind to it and you're really sincere, you can make it. You can make any of your goals. I was at the point of near death, and my decision was either do something about it or I was going to die.
Wow.
At 370 pounds, 5'6", and I wore a man size 5X t-shirt and It was really an ugly life I was living. And I was working. I'd go to work, I'd come home, and I'd eat, and I'd lay down, and I'd get up and eat and lay down. I'd go to bed, I'd go to work, you know, the whole scenario.
Uh-huh. So what enabled you to, because that's obviously a lot of bad habits, what enabled you to flip the switch?
I just said I didn't want to be the fat lady at the mall in the wheelchair with the oxygen. And I didn't want to die. And I knew that God had something better for the hell I was living in.
So you decided that you made this decision, you didn't want to be that person in the mall. Was it then instantaneously you started eating better, or what progressed?
So I started by taking away all diet soda, all diet anything. It messes with your brain and your body.
I have heard of that, but that's kind of counterintuitive. You'd think the low fat and the artificial sweeteners would help you lose weight.
They're filling it up with something else, chemicals and sugar. And less fat means more sugar. When you drink skim milk, you're drinking more sugar than if you drink whole milk.
That's interesting.
And the whole milk is healthier for you. The fat is not your enemy.
Well, my own fat is. But that's good to know. We can eat fat. So what happened?
I'm down to 140 and people call me skinny now.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That is great.
So I lost 230 pounds.
Wow.
That's
congratulations.
Cool. Yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
Disturbing statistic that since the 60s, we have reduced the amount of time that we read to our children by 80%, which it's not good. We should read to the kiddos. All right. Hey, here's an iPad. Just play with that. So that's probably what's really happening. We want to know what's going on in your family. And do you think that reading, we're talking about how it seems like those that were read to, like Misty, love reading now as an adult. So it's good to do that. 888-888-9976 is our number. Who's this?
My name is Stu. I'm from Leavenworth, Kansas. Well, when our children were little, my wife read to them, I read to them, and they each one had favorite books. We didn't just read to them at bedtime. I can remember when we would travel, she would read with all this emotion, and she would build them up, especially when we were driving, and she's like, oh, I'm starting to get car sick. I have to quit reading. And she'd have the kids just on the edge of their seatbelt. And they, oh, no, Mom, don't quit. And she's a phenomenal reader out loud.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, I think reading to the children is important. It's great to watch their eyes light up as they hear a story or learn something new. We had one that we'd catch him in the middle of the night under the covers with the light on, or flashlight on, reading.
That's fun.
Oh, that's really fun.
That was my sister growing up.
Really?
She was one of those get-in-trouble readers.
Yeah.
It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends. It's time for the good news of the day. If you've got good news, we would love to hear from you. Call right now, 888-888-9976. Caroline's with us. What's going on?
5 years ago, me and my husband were trying to have a baby, and we were told I had cancer.
Oh, my.
Wow.
They were talking about doing treatments for, like, ovaries and everything is where my cancer was, supposedly. Within 2 months, I went back, and they said I was pregnant, and there was no cancer.
Well, praise God.
That's what we call a miracle.
Exactly. And then on top of it, they said the baby wasn't viable, and so me and my husband decided, you know, every life is precious. We believe in that.
Right.
And we waited for 2 months, and there was our little baby.
Wow.
Yeah. And then through it all, my husband became saved.
What?
Yeah.
You know,
it's been a crazy journey.
You're adding layers onto this that are pretty remarkable, but you're saying it's like it's no big deal. Oh, and my husband got saved.
No, it is. Like, we still look at our kids, and we're just, like, so amazed at how good God was to us. And we tell people all the time, like, don't give up because, you know, God knows your heart. And He's going to bless you no matter what if you believe in it and stand in faith.
You know, the whole cancer thing is, the more I think about it, it's like you literally have something that causes death that turn into life.
Mm-hmm.
It's just awesome.
Yeah, so I always tell people that are struggling that story. I try to give hope to people that are struggling so hard.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we are rejoicing with you. Thanks for sharing your joy. Love it.
My pleasure.
So what is God doing in your life? Or what has he done? We would love to hear that story. Maybe you thought of it and you haven't called in yet. Why not call in right now? 888-888-9976. And thank you. Family Life Radio, it's Kenkel Fritz and friends with you. You know, with everything that's going on in the world, there's a huge need to share hope right now.
Mm-hmm. Arlene in Tucson, Arizona, called with a gift to Family Life Radio. I love what she said. I've been feeling distant from God, but I always listen to this radio station, and with every song, there's that reassurance that God is with me. Mm. Man, what a beautiful gift to offer. I mean, you know what it does for you and your family, and you think about the gift that you're giving to other people as well, hundreds of thousands of people. Thanks to the internet and the app and everything, not just here in the United States, globally, to be quite honest.
Yeah, really around the world. Arlene said she felt like she was distant from God, turns on Family Life Radio, and feels close again. Just think, you're providing that for somebody. Isn't that what we all want, to feel close to God?
Yeah.
And to know that whatever you got going on in your world, you can get in your car, turn on Family Life Radio. And then, by the way, we heard that time and time again. It's like the car is my little sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
And I turn it on and I just feel ministered to by the Lord. Well, you know what? You can keep that going. The only way we're on the air is if new people hop on board and give. Would you be that very next person to do that right now? At 888-888-9976. Maybe you're wondering, well, how much should I give?
$1 a day is the most popular giving level, just $30 a month. You could do it all at once if you wanted to, $360. Maybe you could do a leadership gift, $1,000 or more, and just stand in the gap for somebody who's not able to give right now.
And if you get involved right now, you could win $2,000 in free gas. That's $1,000 for you and $1,000 for friend. By the way, these gift cards have been provided by a generous friend of the ministry. So why not hop on board right now? We need three more. Will you be one of three people right now to help us have a great kickoff to our fundraiser, which starts soon? Would you hop on board today? Would you take that step of faith? Maybe do what Thomas did in Ionia, Michigan. $30 a month. Thank you, Thomas, for doing it. Thank you, Thomas. And then also, Eric in Artesia says, I support Family Life Radio every morning. I start off with praise. My Savior gets me in the right mindset.
Mm.
Oh, I love that.
I do too.
How about you? You turn on Family Life Radio to get hooked up and get in touch with God, and maybe, like Arlene said, just you feel distant. You need to feel connected. Well, you can provide that for someone else right now by picking the phone, calling this number.
888-888-9976. That's 888-888-9976.
Looking for five people total. Two have checked in. We just need three more. Will you be one of those at either $30 a month or whatever God has laid in your heart? Maybe you can give a larger gift of $1,000 or more. Would you take that step of faith? Get through right now online
at myflr.org
or go to 888-888-9976. We'd love to talk with you. Can you do it in the next 5 minutes? And thank you.
I sure hope that everything in your house is in one piece and not broken.
What?
Now, Misty, you said your pets caused this problem?
Oh, yes. The cats got on the coffee table at like 4 o'clock. Sunday morning.
Oh, no.
Knocked over, this candle thing in one of my otters. Side note, we're
not
rehoming
the
two
otters.
Cats. Yes. I'm not actually rehoming them, but I'm very angry. Yeah, so they broke. Anyway, but so Jason, you know, we heard this ruckus. My husband Jason ran out, and he was already cleaning the glass, and I stumbled out half asleep, and I did not hear him say, there's glass on the floor, don't come out here.
Mm.
And I stepped on a piece of glass, and it went in my foot, and the pain.
Oh, the pain.
You know, I thought it was kind of a large sliver, like just the amount of pain that I was in, and we could kind of feel the edge, and I was being the biggest baby, by the way. My husband was not impressed. He was like, I think 5-year-olds handle this better than you. What is wrong? And I'm like, it hurts. We could, you know, we tried tweezers, everything, and I guarantee you the neighbors heard me screaming and thought that something awful was happening.
Wow.
That's how bad it hurt. It was really, I know. It was a combination of dramatic and honest to goodness pain.
So is it still in there?
No. Some friends made some recommendations. We got it out about 2. It went in at 4 in the morning. We got it out about 2 in the afternoon after an Epsom salt soak. And a friend of mine was like, put some ice on it and numb the area so you don't feel it when you get the glass out. And then I was able to use a needle and get the glass out. And it was so minuscule, you can barely see it on my finger. And I was like, how has this crippled me all day?
This tiny little piece.
I can't even explain. It was ridiculous. Ridiculous.
And what is it your husband said about you again?
When I was doing the ice and he goes, if we can't, get it out, you're going to have to go to urgent care. And I was like, no, it's going to hurt. And he's like, you know what? A 5-year-old could man up more than you're doing right now.
Experience hope.
Family Life Radio.
Family Life Radio, hello.
Hi, this is Sherry and I have a joy report.
Do you have joy to report? Our number is 888-888-9976. Tell us what's going on.
I had an old junky car. I didn't know if the car would start. Nothing on it worked. And so I prayed for an older Toyota Corolla with low miles.
Wow, you were specific. You're like, this is exactly what I want.
And guess what showed up? Somebody in church a couple weeks ago said, we have this car, and it was so cheap, you wouldn't believe it.
Wow.
And it was exactly the amount of cash I had.
Wow.
It looks like a brand new car. It is so beautiful.
Love that.
And I am just thrilled that God, only God could do that.
Yes.
It has only 61,000 miles.
Woo-hoo. Whoa, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's like a new car. So I am just, I just go out and drool over it every morning.
True. She's drooling. She's got an extra rag next to her car.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, God answers prayers.
Well, you helped him along with being very specific. I think about my daughter said, Mom, I just want a car with air conditioning and a radio. And
well, that's pretty simple.
Well, yeah, that's the trouble. She ended up with her great-grandmother's old Oldsmobile. I said, well, honey.
Did it have either of those?
It has air conditioning and a radio.
Oh, there you go.
You forgot to say looks cool.
Yes.
Because it
does. Be more specific. Well, way to go. Congratulations.
Amen. Well, we get what we pray for.
Next year, she's going to call and go, I prayed for a Cadillac.
That's right.
So something so small as a piece of glass in your foot. And Misty, this was your cat that knocked something over in the house, right?
Yes. Candle holder in one of my otters, which I collect otters.
And then you stepped on it.
And then I stepped on it.
Got
that's like
foot.
Insult to injury. You break my otter and then you put it in my foot.
And that happened at 2 in the morning?
4 in the morning, yeah.
4 in the morning,
yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
And then trying to get that out the whole day long.
Mm-hmm.
That's no fun. I'm sorry that you had to go through all that.
All and day.
Your husband working so hard to, try to help you with this whole thing.
So, Misty, you said in the end, you pulled it out yourself.
I did, yes.
Hard work, you did not let him have the satisfaction. Is that what you're saying?
No. I was too scared.
Too scared to let somebody else do it.
Yes, because it hurt. He was hurting me.
The tone of your voice, Misty. He was hurting me.
So you'd rather just hurt yourself and get it
yes.
out.
Well, now you have an idea of what he heard for 10 hours this weekend.
Misty, bless him.
Misty, that so sounded like he's hurting me, Mom.
I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about The Morning Show or get in touch with us, you can head to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.